Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Senate is debating the voting rights bill today, but it is likely doomed.
Bloomberg reporter Laura Litvan joins us from Capitol Hill. Laura, walk us through the likely sequence of events in the Senate this afternoon and this evening.
Well, the Senate is right now debating legislation that includes a broad Democrat-drafted bill that includes provisions like making Election Day a federal holiday, automatic voter registration system through state motor vehicle agencies, and restoring the Justice Department's ability to review some state laws to make voting laws to make sure they're not discriminatory, having a preclearance system. And they're debating that, but when they come up to a vote about 6:30 tonight, it will take 60 votes to advance it to a final vote, and all the Senate Republicans are against it. This is a 50-50 Senate, and as the Democrats are expecting, it's almost certainly going to be blocked in that vote. And then Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is going to attempt to change Senate rules to create something called a talking filibuster, where just for this bill, they would change Senate rules just for this one time, and every senator would get two chances to debate it during the course of a debate and then a final vote. But he doesn't have the votes for that either, because he has two Democratic senators, Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona and Joe Manchin from West Virginia, that do not want to use the mechanism to change the Senate rules called the nuclear option, that would just move it through with a simple majority instead of the 67 votes it usually takes to do that. And both of them defend the use of the filibuster.
Laura, as for the voting rights legislation itself, Democrats say it's vital to save our democracy. Republicans claim it's just an attempt at a power grab by Democrats. Is the truth somewhere in the middle there?
Well, this is something that they are just really not going to be able to agree on. I think that we'll see very little chance of any legislation getting through, if so, something very modest this year. But, we have had a number of states. I believe it's 19 states. The state legislatures last year passed laws that were more restrictive on voting. The Republicans say that in many cases these were changes that were pulling back from the pandemic era, the 2020 liberalization of voting access. And they say that they feel that the Democrats are trying to write a law that gives them some more advantages in the next elections. You know, Democrats are saying that a lot of these laws are really designed to curtail voting from young voters and minority voters that are more likely to vote Democratic.
All right, Laura, thank you. That's Bloomberg reporter Laura Litvan on Capitol Hill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.